Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A. This is Press A to Play. I'm Anjali Dodia.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
And I'm Devin Gay.
In this episode, we're following the journey of a game composer who made history. He wrote the first video game score to be nominated for a Grammy.
That was 10 years before the Grammys even created a special category for Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Interactive Media.
We're talking today about American composer Austin Wintory, composer of Journey, Flow, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, The Pathless, Stray Gods, and more.
Wintory was born in Denver, Colorado, and claims his interest in composing started outside the realm of video games. What first piqued his interest was when he discovered Jerry Goldsmith's scores to Patton and A Patch of Blue.
And then throughout high school, he composed for student orchestras and then went on to study at New York University and the University of Southern California.
While at USC, he composed the soundtrack for the game Flow, developed by That Game Company. Yes, all one word. It's a developer under the gigantic Sony umbrella. So this is Birth from the Flow original soundtrack.
I think of Flow as one of the harbingers of this growing wave of these smaller art house style games started to hit in the mid-2000s. There was sort of a perfect storm of technology growing pains that made it really easy and affordable for new developers to release all these weird experimental projects and find a pretty wide audience.
And funny enough, the next game on which Wintory and That Game Company would collaborate felt like another major milestone, a game that helped elevate smaller studios in the eyes of the public, thanks in no small part to its soundtrack.
Yep, here it is, the one you've been waiting for, Journey.
Journey was released in 2012, and it is so much more than an exploration game. The stunning visuals, the simple gameplay, and of course that gorgeous score were all a good case for the idea that video games could be art.
Thank you.
The main title music to Journey, score by Austin Wintory, featuring cellist Tina Guo, plus Amy Tatum, bass flute, Carissa Barger, harp, and the Macedonia Radio Symphony Orchestra. You know, it's a really beautiful symphonic score, and you can hear how it's really setting the mood for a melancholy solo game.
That's right. Journey is an adventure and exploration game where players control the Traveler, a cloaked figure that journeys across a vast desert towards a mysterious mountain that's always visible at every level, a glowing peak in the distance.
And throughout the player's journey, they'll discover what was left behind of a once prosperous civilization. The game is entirely wordless, not a single line of dialogue is spoken. Instead, the game's story is told entirely through its gameplay, visual cutscenes, and of course, its music, leaving much of its interpretation up to the player.
Here's one of the longer works on the soundtrack that encompasses a lot of the different emotional aspects of gameplay. The nostalgia, the excitement, the mystery. This is Apotheosis.
Thank you. Shout out to the solo cellist Tina Guo, who put so much heart and soul into the music of Journey. Austin Wintry, the composer.
As we said before, Wintry would actually make gaming history when Journey's soundtrack became the first video game score to be nominated for the 2013 Grammy Award for Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media, against contenders like The Dark Knight Rises and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo won more awards that year, but Journey's original soundtrack would go on to win other awards and become a fan favorite, which, let's face it, is probably more important anyways.
Probably. Here's one more piece from the soundtrack titled I Was Born for This.
Thank you.
That was I Was Born for This by Austin Wintry for that game company's Journey. Lisbeth Scott, vocalist, Tina Guo, cellist, with soloists of the Macedonia Radio Symphony Orchestra.
This is Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music. I'm Connor.
I'm Devin.
I'm Angeli.
Wintry's work with that game company would garner attention of a video game behemoth, Ubisoft. That attention gave him the opportunity to write and produce the score for Assassin's Creed Syndicate in 2015.
Look, Assassin's Creed is a massive series, selling hundreds of millions of copies across 13 games. It's a historical fiction kind of game. Syndicate takes place in Victorian London, 1868. There's been a centuries-long secret war going on between the assassins, who are the good guys, and they fight for peace and liberty against the Templars, who are out for domination and control. In this case, the Templars are in power.
Players assume the roles of twins Jacob and Evie Fry, who have been raised as assassins and who are leading a revolt against the oppressive upper elites to take back the city from the Templars. Along the way, the Fries are aided by prominent figures from the era, such as Alexander Graham Bell, Karl Marx, Charles Dickens, and more.
Thank you.
Bloodlines and The Dance Begins from Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Austin Wintory, the composer.
According to Wintory's website, the game's score is, at its heart, a chamber score deeply rooted in 19th century traditions. It features a unique mix of soothing melodies, suspenseful strings, as you heard in Bloodlines, and what Wintory calls murder ballads.
Whoa, murder ballads? Is he inventing a new genre here? That sounds metal.
Well, actually, they're nothing new. Murder ballads go all the way back to the 16th century or earlier, but their heyday was 19th century England and Scotland, and they were also popular in Appalachia here in the United States. It's basically a narrative about a homicide set to music or simply as a poem. You can maybe think of them as the original true crime podcast.
Well, then it absolutely makes sense that Wintory would write one for this game.
And here's an example of that with the murder ballad, Underground.
Take a look around lively old London. Buzzing crowds, we sweat and we revel. Red-cheeked shouts and songs in the flicker of the gaslight. Eager blighty bursts from the cobblestones. Racing, climbing, blooming fertility. Born from secret seeds that are scattered in the night time. London is fed upon the meat of the dead. They're one shallow inch below the town. Underground, underground, leave them underground. Them that whispered dreams that only poisoned us. Them that told us lies of their bravery. Them that preached of progress and put us in the poorhouse. Them done horrid murder on bloody stages. Them that loudly crowed their humility. Lords and dames that sung in the chapels on a Sunday. All quiet now, their mouths are stopped up by mud. They lie flung in rags and make no sound. Underground, underground, leave them underground. Those who fought for something better, those who taught by how they lived, loved ones taken long before their work was done. Underground, underground, leave them underground. Underground, underground, leave them underground. Underground, underground, leave them underground. Underground, underground, leave them underground.
That was Underground by Austin Wintory for Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Wintory collaborated with the Australian band Tripod in writing and recording the murder ballads on this soundtrack.
This was another award-nominated score for Wintory.
The soundtrack won Best Original Score for a Video Game or Interactive Media at the International Film Music Critics Association Awards, basically the Oscars of film music.
And here we have a few more pieces from the Assassin's Creed score. Peace and I Are Strangers Grown, Danza a la Daggers, and rounding out with Bloody Presto con Brio.
Thank you.
A bloody presto con brio from the original game soundtrack to Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Before that, you heard Danza a la Daggers and Peace and I Are Strangers Grown. Music by today's Spotlight composer, Austin Wintry, and Tripod.
Assassin's Creed wouldn't be the last time Wintry would work with Tripod either.
That's right. Wintry's most recent work is the score from the 2023 game Stray Gods, the role-playing musical by Summerfall Studios. Wintry composed the main score and co-wrote the songs with Tripod and Australian pop singer Montaigne.
Stray Gods also takes a unique game approach, where the player's decisions throughout the game will influence the overall tone and themes of the music.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure Broadway musical.
Yeah, so the choices are split among the colors red, blue, and green, which represent kick-ass, clever, and charming decisions, respectively. That allows for millions of subtle variations across the entire game.
Here's some music that comes before you make any of those decisions, for the most part. In Stray Gods, you take on the role of college dropout Grace, who is about to get caught up in a murder mystery involving Greek gods and the Last Muse. Here, she's pretty down on herself after her big dropout decision, soon to be joined by the mysterious voice of Calliope, the muse. Adrift, and I know how it feels to be lost.
Like a boat lost at sea, with no sails, not a breeze, I am drifting cold waters, no star to be seen. Is the world too much, or is it just me? Everything I set upon unravels at my feet. Everything I've learned wasted on a girl who doesn't know how to be free. Like a boat lost at sea, with no sails, not a breeze, I am drifting cold waters, no stars to be seen.
With a fire furious, I have burned my tongue. Grief from all the promises, too many dreams unsung. All the steps I didn't take, and paths proved untrue. Is there any path through?
Like a boat lost at sea,
though I'm about to
with
end,
no sails, not a
you
breeze.
Still have your life ahead.
I am dreaming. Star to be seen.
That's I Know How It Feels to Be Lost from the Stray Gods soundtrack by Austin Wintry. As a musical theater nerd myself, I really liked this game. It's a unique concept I'd not seen before in a game, where you choose Grace's response to what other characters are saying mid-song. That changes the direction of the tone and the lyrics of the song as well.
It just goes to show there's a game for everyone, even the musical theater nerds
out there. Hey now, hey now.
Well, here's a selection from the point in the game where Grace starts to realize she's in big trouble. The chorus is in a chord, followed by the end credits.
You cannot hide from this reality.
I'm not hiding, though a little lost here.
If you are lost, little girl, this bears explanation. Dear child, please listen. You have usurped a muse. No recourse to be arranged.
But it's unfair.
I know, but our laws cannot be changed.
She came to me.
You must realize there are simple rules. If one of us dies, these rules have been the tools that she.
I didn't do it. Is it weird this isn't song?
Now that the muse is gone.
Now that she's gone.
I'm afraid you'll have to see.
Disagree.
Thank you.
That music composed by Austin Wintry in collaboration with Tripod and Montaigne. The chorus is in Accord and Pantheon. The end credits music for Stray Gods, the role-playing musical by Summerfall Studios.
So something worth noting is that Wintry's contributions have been far more than just the music itself. He's been helping to legitimize video game music in the eye of the public at large. His work in recent years has yet again been nominated for Grammys, but this time under a new category, Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media, a category that might not even exist without his work on Journey that was nominated a decade prior.
Yeah, it shows that video game music is on the rise, with potential to change the music business as a whole.
Just look at, for example, traditionally classical composers like Erich Wolfgang Korngold in the 1930s. I see a lot of similarities between his story and the trajectory of video game music, because Korngold's music for Hollywood films wasn't considered serious art and so was excluded from concert halls. Even when he snuck some of his film score melodies into a violin concerto, critics poo-pooed it. Now that concerto is one of the beloved works of the 20th century. And when was the last time you heard your local symphony do a John Williams Star Wars concert or Jurassic Park or Harry Potter? I can see that same trajectory for video game music.
And it's already started. In 2022, for Journey's 10th anniversary, Wintry worked with the London Symphony Orchestra on a new orchestral reimagining of Journey's soundtrack called Traveler, a Journey symphony.
This is Road of Trials with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Austin Wintry himself, again featuring Tina Guo as cellist.
Thank you.
Road of Trials from Traveler, a Journey Symphony, music composed by Austin Wintry for the 10th anniversary of Journey. Cellist Tina Guo soloing with the London Symphony Orchestra.
It's exciting to see a major orchestra embrace game music. In a way, it's legitimizing this genre to folks who might otherwise see it as a fringe.
And we're starting to see more and more orchestras take their cues from the London Symphony and embrace all kinds of video game music, from Zelda to Final Fantasy.
We'll just have to see where video game music goes next. I'm Anjali Dodia.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
And I'm Devin Gay.
Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting. And remember, to quote Austin Wintry, every creation is a journey.